Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails affiliated with Islamic Jihad movement have threatened to start an open-ended hunger strike if Israeli prison authorities do not respond to the demands of their companion, 33-year-old Nahar Al-Saadi, who has been refusing meals for over 2 weeks in protest of being banned from receiving family visits and being held in solitary confinement for almost 1 year and a half.
Hunger strikes are part of the acts taken by prisoners within the frame of resisting the occupation. The decision of Jihad's prisoners comes to stand by Nahar Al-Saadi, who started a hunger strike on the 20th of November. He's demanding to end his solitary confinement that's placed against him more than a year ago.
For Palestinian prisoners incarcerated in Israeli jails, 2014 has been the most difficult year. The head of the Palestinian Authority's Department of Prisoners Affairs, Isa Karaka, said that the inmates have been victims of Israeli revenge policies, with escalating illegal measures applied against them.
Series of measures have been taken against the prisoners, and they increased after June. Several punitive measures were taken against the detainees that have been negatively affecting the prisoners behind the bars, especially the ban on the family visits and the solitary confinement of the prisoners.
Prisoners represent the most selfless strugglers for justice and freedom, and they are only asking to be given their basic rights. This is why they have given the Israeli authorities a time until the end of this week to respond to their demands before they start to protest actions, including mass hunger strikes.
Hunger strikes have been always seen by Palestinians as a legitimate act by the prisoners to protest against the illegal and harsh treatment of inmates in Israeli jails. Mona Kandil for Press TV, in front of Ofer detention in occupied Ramallah.